Politicians want their speeches to be powerful, moving, and bold, but sometimes funny, too, whether scripted or ad-libbed, or for that matter, scripted ad-libs. But humor can also carry risks. NPR's Rob Sachs investigated just how political advisors try to ensure that their candidate is the one with the last laugh.
Though they have the name West Wing Writers, the offices of this Washington, D.C. political consulting group don't really have the grandeur of the White House, or Hollywood for that matter. But they do live up to their name of being in the ear of some of the most powerful people in the country. Jeff Nussbaum cut his chops writing speeches for Al Gore and Tom Daschle, and is the team's go-to man on how to best insert humor into speeches. Over the years, he's seen a lot of candidates pay the price for a poorly timed ad-lib. Take John Kerry's quip during the 2004 presidential campaign.
You know, education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
With so much damage coming from one bad joke, you'd think political advisors are telling their candidates to leave the funny at home. But not so, says Nussbaum.
Well, we used to joke that whatever event you're at, if someone gives you a hat, don't put it on, which is to say, avoid the silly picture. But at the same time, so many people want to feel a personal connection with a candidate that even those ridiculous moments serve to humanize them.
Hence, Barack Obama's dancing away with Ellen DeGeneres. And John McCain's quips on American Idol.
American Idol is a lot like a presidential primary election, except for people who live in Michigan and Florida. Their votes actually count.
But Nussbaum says quotes like this can be dangerous because you don't want to come across as mean. So he says the safest humor is self-deprecating.
The ability to laugh at yourself, to take yourself down a notch, it really does an incredible job in humanizing you in front of your audience. It also, interestingly, is the way to show that you have greater confidence.
For instance, President Bush's recent comments on the game show Deal or No Deal.
I'm thrilled to be on Deal or No Deal with you tonight. Come to think of it, I'm thrilled to be anywhere with high ratings these days.
As effective as humor may be, it can also be damaging when used against a politician. Former Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee used one-liners to take jabs at his opponents.
We've had a Congress that spent money like John Edwards at a beauty shop, and it's high time that we have a different kind of tax structure, and the fair tax would get us there.
But Nussbaum says not all politicians have to be comedians. They just have to know how to react when under a barrage of sarcasm, like, say, from a heckler.
No, you're going to jail, George! Do not pass, no!
What should you do?
Ignore that heckler is even there.
That's the easiest approach. Let the security guards do their thing and move on. But there are other options, says Nussbaum.
One is to acknowledge the right of the heckler to heckle. To say, you know, isn't that what's great about this country, that this person has the freedom of speech? The other example that you've seen both from Bill Clinton and Al Gore in the past is to tell whoever's heckling that whatever their issue is, they'll get a forum in the future, which is, I'm happy to discuss this with you after this event, but we're here today to talk about X, to get them on message.
The idea here is not to engage. And sometimes you can do that being polite and sometimes being not so polite.
What do you want me to talk about?
Yeah.
A fraud? No, it wasn't a fraud, but I'll be glad to talk to you if you'll shut up and let me talk now.
It just goes to show that in politics, it's better to have people laughing with you than at you.
Politics is a serious business, and these are serious times for our country. But it was Eric Sivereid, the famous CBS reporter, who probably said it best, which is that next to power without honor, the most dangerous thing is power without humor. People want to know that you can smile.
For NPR News, I'm Rob Sachs.